stupid GPS can't find the hood.
Yeah, I was trying to find it. The hood.
I'm going to put it on my Google Maps. Anyway, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Good. You know, I'm tired today, but at least I'm not hungover. Yesterday,
you know, it's so nice not being hungover. Yeah. Yesterday, I just, you know, I apologize. I apologize for the both of us. I mean, you weren't as bad as I was, but
I was right there with you. No, I still owe an apology. I still need to apologize for it, for sure.
It's just like,
for
man.
Sure. But, hey, today, look at us. Not a couple pieces of trash. We're ready to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I mean, we're still pieces of trash, yeah, but not, not hungover.
We're not hungover pieces of trash, which makes right. us just a little less trashy in my mind. In my mind. Just a little bit.
I guess.
Yeah, not by much. Not by much, but still just a little. Just a little.
Which it really does. It really just kind of like wakes you up a little bit. Like, damn. Like, I just can't do it anymore like I used to.
I don't think we'll ever learn that lesson. I don't know.
You never learn. You never learn. Come on.
Here we are at 36, which really that gives us, you know, 15 years since we've been 21 where we, you know, maybe could have picked up a few lessons along the way. Nope. Nope.
Did you know what the craziest thing about it is it happens every single time. As far as that night, you make a bunch of plans. You're like, dude, tomorrow we're gonna get up early. We're going to go have breakfast. Then we're going to go golf and then maybe take the boat out, maybe yeah. do some fishing.
You don't
it's going to be a great day tomorrow. And then you get to tomorrow morning, you're like, dude, there's no effing way I could do any of that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, hungover me does not cash the checks that drunk me writes at
That's
all.
That's a good at way all. To put it. That's at a good analogy. Yeah.
So if anybody listening right now, I make plans with you while I'm drinking. If you see a drink in my hand, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Just laugh. Just laugh at
like,
me.
All right, that's not going to happen. That's not going
to
happen.
We'll see if you text me in the yeah. morning. That's what yeah. you should say to me.
You're going
to
wake up at noon and get Taco Bell and then go back to sleep. That's what you're going to do. Yeah, so sounds about true. Right. Sounds about right, because I yeah. am a piece of trash. That's what
trash.
It is.
Trash.
All right. Enough of us. Now I'm starting to feel bad about myself. I need a pick-me-up. Let's do your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is exactly the injury you'd expect to see or hear about with this. Some guy in Fort Lauderdale crashed into a FedEx truck on Thursday while receiving oral favors from a woman in the passenger seat.
Ah, yeah, you got to pay attention to the road.
Talk about a head-on collision, am I right, Hunter? Hey-oh. Hey-oh. He apparently got distracted and swerved into oncoming traffic. Luckily, no one was seriously injured, but he did sustain injuries to his private area. It's not
man,
clear.
She bit down because she clenched.
I don't blame her if that airbag went off, man. That's a... I mean, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah, sharp teeth.
It's not clear how bad those injuries were, but police said that they were, quote, due to what was going on at the time of the crash. There's a photo of the crash scene, and it looks pretty bad. He hit the truck head on, and if you look closely, you can see him lying on the street next to the car with his pants still down around his ankles. The woman with him is off to the left and also looks pretty shaken up. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's a surprise. That's just...
Look, younger.
A good situation, man. It really isn't, you know.
Younger Brock was all about trying to get a little road action, okay? All right.
Well, why are you in such a hurry? Just pull over somewhere.
You can do that. See, now I beg, no. I'd rather go get, like, a hotel room. If, like, for some reason, Kiki is in the mindset, she's like, let's get it. Bah. I beg, okay, honey, that's great. I appreciate it. Why don't we just find a
I'm
nice.
I'm driving right now.
I'm driving, okay. Let's just calm down a little bit, okay?
Dude, most people don't know how to drive just paying attention, like looking at the road. They can't drive.
Yeah. Now we
got to imagine other things happening to them that really get their mind off the road.
Yeah, I don't need to Dukes of Hazzard my car over a bridge and bunk, but just because I'm feeling a little horned up, you know what I mean? Not at this point, no. Younger Brock, take those chances. Absolutely. Like you
she
get
looks
down there.
Up. She's like, I feel weightless right now. Yeah. Are we airborne?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm almost there. Just, boom!
We just hit a jump.
Look, I get it. The road, the vibrations, everyone gets maybe you got a sexy playlist on, all right? The mood is set. The car's a sexy place, okay?
Yeah.
Just save it for a truck stop. All right, save it for a...
the appropriate place. How about that?
Literally
wherever that is.
Anywhere other than driving a two-ton weapon down a highway at high speeds, okay?
Okay. And all the truckers you're driving by can see you. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're out honking at you because you're going slow.
I usually was the kind of guy that I'm like honking the horn, like, look, hey, look. Look what's happening. Open the sunroof, give them a good view. Hey. So anyway, yeah, just, save it for home. Save it for whatever. Okay. All because you got to get your action. Just save it. Let's save it. All right. Hey, you want to go for a drive later, Hunter?
No, I don't. Absolutely not. No, I'll drive myself.
You get shotgun, buddy. You get shotgun.
No.
All right, there you go.
Stay away.
That is your, it's going to be on the road again.
Hey, you know what? You got sharp teeth, man.
Brock and Hunter on the road again. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.
Brock and Hunter.